This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to Quickly Kevin Will He Score. The new series starts now for the members of the Quickly Kevin fan club. To subscribe, go to anotherslice.com/quicklykevin or on your Apple podcast app where you will get the extended version of the first episode of the final series, which is Glenn Hoddle. Plus, the full version of this episode you're about to hear, Private Lives Part 3. There's also hours and hours and hours of extra content you've maybe never heard before, including, in a few weeks, the complete final third Steve Bruce book. The first two are there already. Become a member of the Quickly Kevin Fan Club to get all that good stuff. But enough now. Here we go, a little excerpt from the third and final part of Private Lives.
Shouldn't you be at work?
When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea.
I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
I'll have a low-fat pizza or something like that, or a few biscuits and some milk on a Sunday.
And you can pair up if you like, and you can fucking pick someone else to help you, and you can bring your fucking dinner.
Oh, a magnificent goal from Darren Huckabee!
Now, you know him better than anybody, probably. Do you back him to score quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Tony Hatton!
No!
Hello and welcome to Quickly Kevin, Will He Score? It's a subscriber special and it's the trilogy of Private Lives. I'm Chris Skull and joining me as always is Josh Whittacombe.
Hello.
And welcome home, Ian Wone, Michael Marden's here.
Hello.
That's courtesy of Barry Walsh. And here comes Ivo Graham for a last lap of the Quickly Kevin pitch.
I'd have hoped to get a rhyme for my last lap, but never mind. I've enjoyed the Ian Wone so much.
Barry Walsh has sadly only sent that one in. Welcome home, Ian Wone.
Are there any footballers with the surname Graham?
Danny Graham.
George Graham.
George Graham. That's a much better one. Much better one.
Okay, but also mine was quite quick, I would say.
Yeah, slightly ruined that. I said Danny Graham, thinking I've got no idea who Danny Graham is. Who's Danny Graham?
Oh, I don't know. So it's electric stuff.
That's not a real footballer. The mask is slipping.
There's got to be one called Danny Graham, hasn't there?
He played for Sunderland. He definitely played for Sunderland.
Danny Graham is not a real footballer.
He is. He didn't play in the 90s, though. So in many ways, he's not a real footballer. He started at Middlesbrough in 2004 at the age of 19. And he retired at Sunderland in 2021 at the age of 36.
Yeah, via 90 games for Watford and 158 games for Blackburn Rovers, amongst others. So there will be people listening to this who find the idea of us not knowing who Danny Graham is appalling.
He's a striker with a 1-in-3.5 goal ratio.
Yeah, and there's that single England under 20 cap. Just the ultimate mark.
What's Danny Graham up to now? And frankly, who cares?
It's such an everyman's name. I'm trying to picture what Danny Graham looks like.
What's George Graham up to now?
What, your Uncle George? You not to see him at Christmas?
Was George Graham in the 90s? were boring Arsenal sort of, were they resented?
Yeah, they won the league in 1991 with only losing one game.
And was the sort of supposed boringness, was that resented by neutrals as well as obviously their rivals?
Yes, they were hated. They were, until Arsene Wenger showed up, Arsenal were seen as bad guys due to a combination of their boring football and their quite aggro team.
Like Mourinho's 2005 team?
I wouldn't say they were known for their aggro, like in the way the crazy game
was. Tony Adams was seen as a bit of, you know, he'd been in prison for drunk driving. On the subject of which, so has Danny Graham. actually did a 12-month community order and was given a 90-day alcohol ban and was monitored by a tag after driving his Land Rover into a co-op. So there we go. It all ties up.
He's had a life, Danny Graham.
He's had a life.
We just failed to acknowledge it at any point.
Now then, we're about to launch into Private Lives Part 3. Before we do, should we update the subscribers on what the plan is? So quickly, Kevin is returning for a final lap of the pitch in April.
Yeah.
For the end.
The end.
So he's final lap of the pitch twice in one intro.
Holding our children.
Great guests coming up. You're going to hear...
Let's not say them. Let's not say them.
But if you're subscribers, yeah, you've contributed questions to them, so you should hopefully know who they are. It's going to be very exciting. Big final show, Thursday, 16th of May. And we will complete the final Bruce book. We're going to complete it.
Yes, that will be completed by the end of Quickly, Kevin. Oh. So it'll all be tied up. The 90s will be done.
By Thursday, the 16th of May, it'll all be over. What if that's the moment the Millennium Bug kicks in? We've all been resting on our laurels, but it's actually Thursday, the 16th of May. The 90s officially ends.
Do you know what I want to talk about on the final episode? And I won't, but I think it's insane that we haven't talked about it, but it happened right at the end of the 90s. So I think it's perfect to save for the final episode. Is Jimmy Glass scoring the goal that saved Carlisle against Plymouth Argyle of all teams? On the final day of the football season.
On loan from Swindon.
On loan from Swindon, of course, Ivo. That feels like such a hole in the 90s story. It feels like such a huge moment.
If I was Jimmy Glass, I'd have loved the world to end at the end of the 90s.
Yeah.
if no one has peaked closer to the end of the 1990s. And with, you know, no disrespect to the rest of his career, more certainty that he's just etched his name definitively for the main thing he'll do.
Do you think Jimmy Glass ever meets up with... is the guy called Gary Pratt, the substitute that ran out Ricky Ponting during the 2005 Ashes? Do you remember that guy who had no cricket career apart from he ran out Ricky Ponting when coming on as a substitute fielder?
He was on loan from Swindon.
I'd say they are of a very similar ilk.
Do you think Jimmy Glass is the most low-level, well-known footballer of the 90s? Like, I would say amongst us, amongst football fans, he's a household name.
Yes, I suppose he is, yeah.
For that one incident. But I can't imagine there's anyone else who's lower down the rung.
No, I suppose not.
Apart from that guy who ate the pie, the substitute keeper who ate the pie on the bench. But I can't remember his name. So
that was about 2020, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, But he's the only one I can think of in the last quarter of a century that comes.
And even he, you haven't got his name, have you?
Yeah, you haven't got his name. If I say Jimmy Glass, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think the pie man was called Wayne something.
He was called Wayne something.
The pie man Wayne.
Well, we're returning for Private Lives to complete Private Lives. And now you may remember on a previous episode, there was much discussion of Gary Pallister's pathetic driving.
We're talking about driving. I mean, it's been a bad driving heavy episode.
But not pathetic. No. Yeah, the judge didn't describe
that. Tony Adams' pathetic driving.
The judge didn't describe the Land Rover and the co-op as pathetic.
No.
We offered a challenge to listeners of the episode to go out and partake in a pub quiz and call your team Gary Pallister's pathetic driving. On that note, thank you, Kev Thorne, who sent this in. Do you want to hear the full quizmaster reading out the scores?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
The Chris Master scuffed it up. Gary Passer, terrible driving. It's pathetic.
Oh,
it's
no.
Pathetic driving. Which means we go again. We go again. Yeah.
The other team was actually called Pathetic Anus. Chris Master got that wrong as well.
I think it's a shame that you've called your team Huge Anus.
It's so Route 1. It's so Route 1.
Yeah, that's not Kev, crucially. That's just the team they were equal with. Sharing bronze with Huge Anus.
That is to pub quiz team names what Sam Allardyce is to Football Management.
Yeah, very much, yeah. I'd say that's unfair on Sam Allardyce. He's a lot more progressive than Huge Anus.
I prefer, if we're getting into it, I think I still prefer Huge Anus just for being sort of randomly rude than any quiz team name where quiz...
Quiz Akabusi. Quizdina Aguilera.
Quiz in my pants. That sort of thing.
I'm going to say it. I don't think there's ever been a good pub quiz team name.
Well, we came so close with Gary Pallas's pathetic driving. Even that's not at the final hurdle.
But there's never one where you go, oh, yeah, that's good. Like, they're just read out and everyone enjoys their own or is a bit ashamed of their own. But I'd say it's up there with when people say, what's your favourite football song?
Yeah.
Your favourite terrace song? None of them. They're all shit.
I don't think anyone's ever named their band after their pub quiz team name because they realised it was such a good name.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say it's the lowest form of wit is quiz team names. And
what about fantasy football teams?
Oh, they can fuck off. They can absolutely fuck off. Anyone that talks about their fantasy football team is the world's most boring man.
I remember once being on a stag do and a Spurs fan cheering a Robin Van Persie Arsenal goal because he was in his dream team. You're like, oh, fuck off.
Fuck off, yeah.
Get a life. You're ruining football.
You'll just be sat, like, in a meeting and you'll just hear someone go, I've triple captained fucking Raheem Sterling this week. And you think, just get a life.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Oh, Haaland Hattrick, I took him out last week. No one cares.
No one cares. Sorry, Ivo, is this...
No, I mean, listen, I haven't done it for many years and my life is happier as a result because I have a very unhealthy relationship with regret. But, I mean, to see two men just setting fire to their core base... It's fantastic.
Our core base hasn't played fantasy football league since Jimmy Glass scored a goal. I triple captained Jimmy Glass. That's...
Yeah, but I didn't post it to the Telegraph in time.
You got a clean sheet and a goal. I don't know if he got a clean sheet before anyone picks me up on it. I've got no interest.
Do you think if you had triple captain Jimmy Glass, like the point, would that mean the most points you could ever be given in a fantasy football scenario?
Well, no, because he's only scored one. He's only scored one.
Obviously, that's not how it works.
But he saved the... Is there points offered for saving a team from dropping out of league football and being a goalkeeper?
You'd get extra points for goalie scoring. I don't know what the points is, but it'll be like 3, 5, 7, 9 as the points go back through the positions in the team or whatever. So you get a good amount of points for that.
Yes.
But it won't be as much as if... I almost called him Alfinger Haaland. Erling Haaland, or either. It won't be as much as if Alfinger Haaland scored a hat-trick. That would probably get you more points.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I tell you who would have been a great fantasy football player would have been Steve Bruce, because he was a defender for Man U and he scored goals. He took penalties. So
yeah,
he'd have been a dream fantasy football player.
The clean sheet and the goals.
Dare we pick a dream 90s FPL team?
Well, I suppose if Matt Letizia was listed as a midfielder, he'd have been very good.
Yeah.
Jimmy Glass in goal or... Jose Shilovert.
I think you have Richie Humphreys for August and then transfer him straight out.
Transfer him straight out.
That's the one sub I'm making all season.
What happens to Richie Humphreys in August?
Oh, mate, it's just unbelievable in August. He would be on goal of the month every August. He'd get a hat-trick on the first day, be top scorer in the Premier League, and then he would do nothing the rest of the season.
What a nugget. What a 90s nugget.
Right, so I'm holding private lives. Do we want to dip into private lives again?
Yes. Can I also say that I sent 4D a screen grab of the private lives we did of Stuart Pearce, and I cut out anything to do with football or Nottingham Forest and just left in things like his City and Guild certificate in electrical engineering and the fact that he's a fan of the band Spear of Destiny. And 4D replied, it's Stuart Pearce. I sent the message at 12:45. And he replied at 5:30 the following morning, it's Stuart Pearce.
There's other little bits I was just reading this morning. What doesn't he like about himself? His ears. Don't know if we covered that. So last time I gave you a random number and then I just told you who you'd pick. But instead this time, to just make sure we mine the gold, I'm just going to give you the list of names. So I think we haven't had Steve Nicol, Andy Walker.
Oh, I love Steve Nicol. I love Steve Nicol because Michael loves Steve Nicol.
Yeah, he was my favourite player when I was, well, from the ages of 9 to 12, Steve Nicol was my favourite player.
Incredible fact.
Steve Nicol. And so there's a double page spread. We'll put this on the Instagram. Here's Steve Nicol as a member of the Anfield Rap.
Okay.
Dressed up like an early 90s Grandmaster Flash style rapper. All right. So here we go. Who's your most difficult opponent? Bruce Grobbelaar in training.
Yeah, I'd buy that. That's fine.
Have you ever been mistaken for anyone else? Ooh Willie from the Sunday Post. Who's that?
What the fuck is Ooh Willie from the Sunday Post? How are you spelling Ooh?
O-O-O-O-R. Or. Or? Ooh?
Oh, God.
It's got to be Ooh. You're not going to believe what his surname is.
What?
It's not Graham.
It is.
Oh, fantastic.
No, it's not. Oh, here you go. Ooh Willie. It's all Wally. Oh, yeah, he does look a bit like Steve Nicol.
Oh, God. Oh, like the cartoon. He's a cartoon.
Yeah, yes. Of course he's a cartoon.
It's
O-O-R and then Wally.
It's R. Willy, isn't it? Yeah, it's Scottish, in a Scottish accent, R. Willy.
Yeah.
There we go. He does look a bit like Steve Nicol. This is controversial, I think. Who's got the worst haircut you've ever seen? Chris Waddle of Spurs. Didn't Steve Nicol used to have a bit of a mullet?
Not really.
No?
I'd say, Chris, that you've really oversold the word controversial. I'm not sure if we're struggling for content from this book now, but if calling Chris Waddle's haircut controversial...
It's controversial with Steve Nicol. I swear he had a bit going on there at the back at one point.
It is controversial. Steve Nicol said he thought Margaret Thatcher did some good stuff for Liverpool. That would be controversial.
And what a Barnet.
Never a hair out of place, unlike Chris Waddle with his fucking mess at the back. I'd say Chris Waddle having a bad haircut is, I'd say, fair enough.
Yeah, okay. What about this one? Which pop star would you most like to be and why? You'll never guess this. Chubby Checker.
Has he given reasons?
Because he sings with the Fat Boys. That's obviously an in-joke, isn't it? That's got to be an in-joke for his... That's humour from Steve Nicol.
A lot of this Steve Nicol stuff feels quite in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And very controversial.
And controversial.
Well, this could be controversial. Who would you most like to meet and why? A big 80s comedian, this. Freddie Starr, because we share the same sense of humour.
Oh, well, Freddie Starr, what is Freddie Starr scale? So I think he might be, mightn't he? I don't know where Freddie Starr's from. I'd say a footballer, I think, would like that 80s style comedian. Do you know what I mean? Stan Boardman, Freddie Starr, Jim Bowen.
Can I say, occasionally, being a guest on the 90s football podcast, I feel very much whether we're discussing the noughties end or the 80s end
of the 90s.
And we're not at my end right now.
Have you heard of Freddie Starr, though?
I'll be honest, I haven't heard of the footballer we're talking about.
There is nothing here for either to feast on. What about this? So at one end, he's got Freddie Starr.
When you're telling me that Steve Nicol looks like Orr Willie, I'm like, well, those are just two people.
What about... Well, so he's Freddie Starr's one end of the comics he likes. He's been asked, who's the worst comedian you've ever seen? And he says, Jimmy Cricket. Do you remember Jimmy Cricket, Ivo?
No, of course Ivo doesn't.
No, I know.
Not
don't
even really. On YouTube.
Not even on YouTube.
You got to hunt him out, man.
I thought you were a comedian. You don't even know the greats.
I thought you had some basic appreciation for British culture.
Yeah.
I take it all back.
Were you not watching Jimmy Cricket as a kid?
Family all around the fire?
Full disclosure, I've never watched Jimmy Cricket either. I'm aware who he is, but I've never watched
him. He was always on telly. He was always, even with Ken Dodd, Jimmy, I didn't remember. He wore like a weird hat. And like, I don't know what he was meant to be.
Anyway, I can't stand Ken Dodd. I tried to watch an audience with Ken Dodd. It's too out there for me.
I don't get the feather duster. It's too music hall or something. It's like a different language.
In a way, it's the most alternative comedian that's ever been on TV. He'd definitely win the Perrier.
Fred Dodd comes up quite a lot of this as worst comedian amongst
you them. Must know who Ken Dodd is, Ira.
Yes, I do know who Ken Dodd is.
Because
of
the statue at Liverpool Station. Yeah. He's done well to get
two
back.
Of the great Southampton defenders of the 90s. That's that sort of Ken Moncow and Jason Dodd, is that right? Yep. Would they have played in the same team?
I think they almost certainly would have played in the same team.
Who would he most like to be stuck on a desert island with and why? Bonnie Langford.
Yeah, legend. He's a red-blooded male.
Well, no, get this. I can't stand her, so I could annoy her for a change.
What?
He wants Bonnie Langford there just to annoy her.
So he's decided that he's going on a desert island. So obviously he's going to be isolated from humanity forever, and he's taking one for the team.
Yeah.
By taking Bonnie Langford. Because he feels like, tell you what, guys, I can remove this problem from society. I'll take Bonnie Langford with me.
Some good has to come from this situation.
Some good has to come.
I mean, he could have took Idi Amin or someone like that in that situation.
Yeah, that would be controversial.
I'm just watching Ivo frantically Googling Bonnie Langford now.
I mean, this is appalling stuff from me, but I'm still trying to... Who is the footballer we're talking about again?
Steve Nicol, oh my word.
Google Steve Nicol, see if you've ever seen him before, Ivo.
Google Steve Nicol mullet just to see.
I'm looking at Ooh Ah Willie. Oh, no, sorry, it's Steve Nicol. Yeah, obviously, many apologies to any Liverpool listeners. He's clearly well-established.
He's a highly decorated... He won Footballer of the Year.
Google Jimmy Cricket. Google Jimmy Cricket.
Don't Google Jimmy Cricket. This isn't podcasting.
This is real niche stuff. This is what the people want. Jimmy Cricket's still alive. Unbelievable scene.
The main thing I know about Jimmy Cricket is that his daughter is a lovely stand-up and person, Katie Mulgrew.
Oh,
very good. I'll leave you with this. Steve Nicol's favourite TV personality, Fred Flintstone.
They love the Flintstones. Yeah. They love the Flintstones footballers.
He does.
Was it a kids show or was it a kind of grown-up? Was it like The Simpsons?
No, I don't think it was. It was a kids show, wasn't it?
I think there was more going on than
really?
That.
Really? Maybe.
I don't think that's like him saying Peppa Pig. I think that's more like him saying Bart Simpson. But I don't know.
Right, I'm going to give you the choice now. I'll try to pick someone you've heard of. I'm going to give you a choice. Two I want to hear from. Danny Wilson or Alan McAnally.
Oh.
You must have heard of both of those.
Yes, yeah. What, Danny Wilson managed Swindon?
Oh, well, let's go with Danny Wilson.
Okay, Danny Wilson's most famous friend outside of football. This is
that's a
brilliant.
Great question. Give us a clue.
Okay. Oh. Alexa, stop. Is my Alexa's telling me what Notorious B.I.G.'s first name is? What happened there? Alexa, stop. Notorious B.I.G.'s first name is Christopher. What
is the answer to Danny Wilson's famous friend, Notorious B.I.G.?
So there you go. There's a little 20-minute section for the full version of that episode and all the other bonus content we've been turning out down the years. You can become a member of the Quickly Kevin fan club. To sign up, go to anotherslice.com/QuicklyKevin. Or you can go on your Apple Podcast app. If you do that, you'll get the first episode of the final series extended right now, ad-free. And it is Glenn Hoddle. And what a series we've got for you coming up. 5 elite-level episodes to end it before the big final show at the London Palladium. But if you don't want to join the Quickly Kevin fan club, we'll see you next week for Glenn Hoddle. Until then, Robbie Slater. See you later.